USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As tensions between Taiwan and China continue to be front and center, the United States has approved a $100 million support contract with Taiwan aimed at boosting the island's missile defense systems. The funds would be used to sustain, maintain, and improve Taiwan's Patriot missile defense system. China claims Taiwan to be its own. Taiwan's foreign minister said it highly welcomed the U.S. decision. Men, 2-1, outnumbered women landing a job in America as we near the end of the pandemic. More than 1 million men jumped into the job market last month, coming off unemployment payrolls and either looking for a job or getting a job. That's compared to just 39,000 women, according to just released government data.
All of these terrible things are up in our country because people are just trying to cope and are breaking down.
Raquel Dangcho speaking to Canada's House of Commons during the truckers' protest in the Capitol. USA Radio News.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.